Are you struggling with all of the messages about Mother's Day and how wonderful it will be to honor mothers, but you're not even sure what motherhood means after you've lost your baby? There's no harder holiday to cope with for moms of stillborn babies than on Mother's Day. That's why I'm hosting a free support session called Coffee and Comfort on Sunday, May 12th at 11 o'clock Eastern. We'll get together for an hour before the day gets started and talk about the guilt and what-ifs that so often come after this type of loss. And I'll help you create a plan for the day that honors both you and your baby. The best part is, we'll gather together with other lost moms who really get exactly how you're feeling so you won't feel alone. Together we'll navigate Mother's Day and learn how to get through this tough holiday with ease. Save your seat at jennifersen.com/coffee or click the link in the show notes. Hope to see you there. Welcome to the Navigating Baby Loss podcast, where we talk about our stillborn babies. We don't hold anything back here because this kind of loss lasts a lifetime, and I'm here to walk with you through it. I'm your host, Jennifer Sen, and I'm a mom of stillborn twins who learned to navigate guilt, pregnancy, and life after loss. And I'm your guide on this journey. I'll share my own stories and lessons I learned in this experience, and I'll introduce you to others who are willing to share their inspiring stories and talk about the ways they're learning to cope and heal from this profound loss. This podcast is for anyone who's suffering, no matter how long it's been since your loss happened. It'll bring you hope, inspiration, and show you that healing is possible. I'll teach you the tools I use that help suffering loss moms go from feeling broken and hopeless to living a life of joy they never thought was possible. So sit back, relax, and let me show you the way as you are navigating your baby loss. I'm so glad you're here. Hello and welcome back. This is episode number 60, and it's been a rough road getting from episode number 59 to here. I am coming in hot with bloody elbows and knees, and I'm on two wheels. But I am super, super happy to be back in action, to be working with my clients again, creating podcasts and just content that is meant to help you, to help stillbirth moms and suffering parents, that it feels so, so good. And I just had some really crazy roller coaster life experiences. And so I'm going to share what's been going on and give you a really good update and tell you about what came out of it all for me in this experience that I just witnessed. I'm super excited. I've had a couple amazing conversations already this week with some podcast guests who are going to be sharing their stories with you soon. And I just am so, so excited to be back. So I have so many life updates and changes, and my own baby loss journey revealed to me in a whole new way what my purpose is and what the meaningful work is that I am meant to do on this earth. I know it sounds dramatic, but I promise you that this story will give you chills with all of the ways that it showed itself and unfolded. So the last time I was here, we had just married off our middle son to the most amazing woman, and we were all just so happy, just as happy as could be. Everybody is just thrilled, and they're so happy, and we just love her, and everything is great. And I had planned on taking a little time off just to rest and recoup and kind of get back to normal after that whole experience. But within just a couple weeks after that, my mom's health started taking a turn for the worse. Now, she's been a diabetic for about 30 years. So illness with her wasn't anything new to us. We did get in a routine. It was just, you know, we were in and out of the hospitals. We were in and out of doctor's appointments. And unfortunately, that's sort of how we spent our quality time with her a lot of the time. So but it just seemed like she just wasn't getting better this time. And Thanksgiving was kind of terrible. She was there, but it wasn't great. We were in and out of the hospitals. We were, got some home care in there and worried about her living situation and what the future was going to hold for all of it. And what it ended up being is 2 straight months of being in 3 different hospitals. And even the last, I think 5 weeks, we were traveling 2.5 hours each way to a specialized hospital. And we finally ended up losing her on January 30th. And it was such, it was a long, hard battle for all of us, but it was exactly what we all needed to feel really confident that it was time to let her go. And we just, we, you know, were able to let her go with love. And we had some really precious time to make sure everything was said and done. And it just, it was the most amazing ending, even though it was absolutely exhausting and nothing that I ever expected to go through. It was so, so emotionally draining. But she really lived an amazing life being as ill as she was for all the years that she was ill. And we are just, we're so grateful. But you know, then there's grief. There's that thing I'm familiar with, but in a whole new way. So my mom, she waited to die until after we had all left her for the day and said our goodbyes. Not really every day. She was on hospice for just a week. And every day we said our goodbyes, not knowing if it was the last goodbye or if it was just goodbye until tomorrow. And I even remember her that night. She looked at me different. She looked at me different. She gathered up enough strength to say, I love you so much. It was just really a beautiful gift. But I remember thinking for a minute, like, huh, that seemed a little different than normal. But, you know, but we had been kind of doing that, and no one's ever able to tell you how much time you have in those situations. So we got the call late at night. We went to pick up my dad, and we went to see her, and we were just so thankful to see her peaceful and painless and all of the things that we'd been praying for, even though the finality was really settling in. So what happened next will probably be one of the most pivotal, memorable moments of my life. My father quickly took out his phone and insisted that he said he needed to take a picture of her because he never took one of their stillborn baby, and he has regretted ever since. He said that to me through like sobbing, that he never took a picture of the baby and he's regretted ever since. My sister, who was stillborn, would have been 58. The grief never ends. The memories never end. Those words haunted me as much as all of the other familiar thoughts that haunted me afterwards that were similar to my twin's death. I had thoughts like, could I have done something different? Did I do enough? Did I love her enough? Was I a good enough daughter or mother in the case of my twins? I just, those questions started flooding in, because that is how our process begins. But I just could hear him saying over and over, I've regretted ever since. And he's standing there 78 years old, still imagining himself standing there at that baby loss event, not having a picture that he wished he'd had for 58 years. It honestly sparked something in me and told me so loud and clear that I have lots of work to do, that my mission on this earth as the daughter of parents who were devastated by baby loss, and then as a mother of my own stillborn twins, I know without a doubt that I'm here to help others not have to suffer that lifetime of grief because of baby loss, grief and regret. And I saw it and I heard it in those last few days, even I heard it with my mother. And they spoke about the loss as if it had just happened. It was such a part of their life. And it was a lot of unprocessed grief, because certainly in the days when they lost their baby, you didn't speak about it. You did not talk about it. You kept it to yourself. You just needed to move on. And no one else in their family had gone through that. So they just, you know, out of keeping other people comfortable, they just stuffed it down. And they really I don't think they talked much about it to each other. We always knew about it growing up, but I don't think it wasn't a great conversation, I think, that she ever had with around my dad. But my dad, he was in the Air Force at the time of my sister's loss, and he and my mom flew home, courtesy of the Air Force, with the baby in a little private plane, with a baby in a little casket sitting right beside them. He said they had to look at it all the way home. He told me that. He told us that as we were preparing for my mom's funeral, and I'd never heard it. He has refused to fly ever since. And I always thought it was strange that he was in the Air Force, but he refused to fly. But that was why. And there it is, that unprocessed grief. I mean, it's devastating. So when I tell you that grief that goes unprocessed takes a lifelong toll, I can show you proof by reviewing the events of my parents' life. They went on to have more children. They had me and then my two younger sisters, and lived a life that seemed happy, but kept really, really safe. They didn't take risks with anything, jobs, travel, money, big dreams, because they were so very scarred and scared by their experience that they didn't want to put themselves in a position of disappointment ever again. So they raised us to be very scared of the world, and that we were to find and value security anywhere you could. Security in our husbands, security in jobs, security in owning a home. Everything seemed to be that's what they really craved, because I think their baby loss experience was so rattling that it just scared them. And so all they wanted was predictability and security. So that worked. It worked for a while until I experienced my own loss and healing, and made a decision through that I wanted to see what else life had in store for me. I knew disappointment, but I also knew that I could overcome it. I know I don't like it, and I'm sure I would imagine no one does, but I don't like it. But I also wanted to experience joy again. I just had to figure out how. And it took me a long time after my loss, because it's such a hard one, especially when you've watched someone else just carry the burden forever. The things that surprised me most about experiencing profound grief, again, is how similar my thoughts were and how quickly some of the same feelings revisited me. I was with my sister once, and she said something that I was thinking, and she said, "It's just so hard to believe that people are able to go on with their perfectly normal lives when our world has come to a screeching halt. And I was so glad that A, it wasn't just me who had those thoughts. And B, I remember feeling the exact same way after my baby died. Like, how could everyone have the audacity to laugh and smile and be happy when my world consisted of me barely surviving day to day? It just didn't make sense. So it was really, really interesting to watch someone else go through the grief process for really the first time. She, she was so great, and we're so thankful that we have each other, all of us. But it was so many similar thoughts to, I had so many similar thoughts that came back to me, that some that I had forgotten about when I had my baby lost, because your brain has a great way of tucking some of those things away to protect you. And a lot of it really came back to light during this experience losing my mom. And a lot of the brain fog and the inability to focus and concentrate and just the hopelessness and, like, the life-changing feeling, because you know your life will never be the same. My life will never be the same now without my mother. And it will never be the same as it was before I lost my daughters. So I would not have been able to sit and tell you this story had I not been able to accept that this grief is now a part of me. But I know how to not let it take a hold of me. It can happen, and I see it happening to too many people and just causing huge amounts of pain and suffering. And people are just willing to sit in it for lots of reasons. For reasons like they're afraid that if they stop grieving, it will somehow send a signal that they didn't love their baby. Or if they are happy again, they're afraid that it will make them forget their baby. Or if they have another baby, people will think that it's taking the place and that you're all healed, because now you at least have a baby. So there's so many things, and so many people suffer so much and for way too long because of the fear. I think it has so much to do with guilt and fear. And those are the things that I work with people and focus on, is conquering that guilt and getting over that fear so that you can move on with your life again. My mom taught me so much about grief and motherhood while she was alive. She was really, her father died when I was 10, and we went. I mean, she was very much, she was not afraid to take us to the funeral home. We had a very good lesson in grief. We had quite a few family members who died. Some of them were tragic deaths. And so she never hid any of that from us, which I think is another reason I'm sitting here today. But I'm really, really thankful that she shared her baby loss experience with me and was honest about the ways that it changed her forever. But what she taught me in death might have been the biggest lesson ever, and that life is not meant to be safe. And when you love big, the pain is big, but the healing can be bigger. So what I saw that day and in some of the conversations that we had the last week is that painting a picture of a life that looks really good and really, really okay on the outside while you're suffering in silence is as dangerous as a cancer that is growing untreated. So here's my request for you. My request for you is to be willing to heal. Be willing to let it hurt and find your way through it. Don't have regrets. Don't carry regrets for 58 years. Find people who you can be real with and who can sit with you in your pain and just listen without trying to fix it or tell you it's not as bad as it seems. Learn some ways to allow the pain to teach you what you can do to be better on the other side of grief. Pain is a teacher, and I know it sounds so awful because no one wants to be in pain. But sometimes when in your biggest breakdowns, you have your biggest breakthroughs. But you have to experience pain, but not let it take your spark for life away. So that's why I'm here. I know that's why I'm here, for that purpose, to help you see you through it. And so this year, we're just a couple weeks away from Mother's Day already. And it's my first year without my mother or my daughters. And so it's a very strange place to be. And especially that I'm the oldest daughter. So I'm the oldest woman in my side of the family, at least for right now. So that feels really strange. But I'm going to celebrate my first Mother's Day without my mother. I'm hosting a free coffee and coping session on Mother's Day, May 12th at 11 a.m. Eastern, where we'll come together for an hour and talk about all of the things that come up for baby loss moms on Mother's Day. Like all of the things about, there's so many questions about, are you a mother if you don't have a baby? And I'll just give you a little cheat sheet here that you are. I think you can be a mother and never even be pregnant. I think there are mothers to animals. There are mothers to, children that aren't theirs. I think you can be a mother to your gardening. I mean, I think it's just, I think women in general, and of course I'm being general, but are very nurturing. And we have a need to mother and care for something, even if it's not someone. So yeah, I want us to come up with a plan. And I want to help people come up with a plan of how you can celebrate that day and whatever feels right for you. And even if it's nothing, if that's what feels right for you, that's right. What's right for you, what's right for your baby, and just to be surrounded by a community of other lost moms who really understand where you're coming from and what you're feeling. But if you're interested in that, you can check out the details at my website at jennifersen.com/coffee and save your seat. But thank you so much for listening as I re-enter this space with a whole new energy and purpose. And I hope that this episode gives you a little hope and perspective of what life can be like when fresh grief shows up again, because life promises us that it will. And that you can navigate loss with grace. So I will see you next week. I will have an amazing guest. And until then, I hope that you are finding your way as you are navigating your baby loss. I sincerely hope this episode was helpful. And if you'd like to help other stillbirth parents who are suffering, a great way to do that is to hit subscribe and leave a 5-star rating and review. That's the quickest way this podcast will show up for them to find it. They and I would be so very grateful for a minute of your time. New episodes are released every week on Thursdays, and you can access the show notes, links to this episode, and contact info on my website at jennifersen.com. Until next time, I'm sending you so much love and healing.